成为馨香的祭，达到你的面前。让我们有心灵和诚实的敬拜，也有生命的改变，有基督成长的样式。求主保守在远方在近处所有奉你名的聚会，愿一切颂赞荣耀都归给你。阿们。弟兄姐妹请坐。
Good morning, church.
大家早安。
Let's go ahead and read today's scripture. So would you stand with me?
我们一起起立，我们来读今日的经文。生命记六章二十到二十五节，我们一起齐声来念。日后你的儿子问你说，耶和华我们神吩咐你们的法度、律例、典章是什么意思呢？你要告诉你的儿子说，我们在埃及做过法老的奴仆，耶和华用大能的手将我们从埃及领出来，在我们眼前他施行重大可怕的神迹奇事，对付埃及法老和他的全家。他将我们从那里领出来，为要领我们进入他向我们列祖启示应许之地，把这地赐给我们。耶和华又吩咐我们遵行这一切的律例，敬畏耶和华我们的神，使我们一生得福，得以存活，像今日一样。我们若照耶和华我们神所吩咐的，在他面前谨守遵行这一切诫命，这就是我们的义了。我们一起低头来祷告好吗？
Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father,
天父上帝，
We just thank you for this opportunity to come and worship you together.
我们充满感谢来到这里来敬拜您。
As one body of Christ,
我们是基督一个身体。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹在这里。
Regardless of what language we speak,
不管是什么样的语言，
all coming together for the same purpose.
我们都一起来这里敬拜您。
Thank you for being good and faithful to your people.
谢谢你，你的良善，你的信实，对着你的子民。
In spite of all circumstances, showing your mercy and grace.
并且向我们显出你的恩典与慈爱。
We just ask that you would increase this morning.
愿你就在这里被高举。
And that we would decrease.
我们在这里就卑微。
Amen.
感谢主。Amen. 各位弟兄姐妹请坐。
我来后面播。
Good morning. My name is Jeremy.
大家好，我的名字叫做耶利米。
I will apologize for not being able to speak this morning in Chinese.
对不起，我没有办法说中文。
I only began learning Chinese by taking classes in high school.
只有在高中的时候，我学过一点中文。
And so growing up, I only know a couple of phrases in Mandarin.
所以从小到大，我只晓得中文的一些语言片语。
气死我了。kind of like these sort of phrases.
就像这种家常话。
But I will do my best to communicate what God has placed on my heart.
所以我会尽力把上帝在我心中所讲的向各位分享。
So many of you may know that I work with the students, I work with the youth here at NHCC.
大家知道我在教会在这里是在跟青少年还有学生来工作。
And I love to work with students.
我很喜欢跟学生工作。
I feel like there's always some reminder or some lesson to learn from them.
好像跟他们工作都常常在提醒到我。
Even just a couple of weeks ago during Sunday school.
几个礼拜前在主日学。
We were studying the passage where Jesus feeds the 5,000.
我们读到一个经文讲到耶稣喂饱五千人。
And they had so many questions to ask.
他们问了我好多问题。
Some of the questions seem very silly to me.
有些问题看起来觉得有点蠢啊。
What do you think it looked like when Jesus multiplied the food?
他们叫我描述这个耶稣将这个食物倍增的时候是什么情况。
The five bread and the two fish, do you think the fish was raw like sushi?
所以五饼二鱼的鱼是生的吗？像生鱼片一样。
And so these questions kind of make me think, maybe we should focus on the main point of the passage.
所以我就想说，到底经文的主题是什么？我们应该要专注一些。
But I think it's a good reminder to me to be curious about God's word.
同时他又提醒我们这些年轻人的问题，让我们知道我们随时要对神的知识保持好奇。
It caused me to ask myself.
他们使我就想到问我自己。
When did I stop asking questions about God's word?
我什么时候开始真的去想并且去问神这些问题？
When did I lose interest in God's word?
我什么时候变得对神的话不感兴趣？
And so I think something I learned from students is how to have a passion and curiosity for the Word of God.
所以这些学生教会我对神的话语有热情，有好奇心。
A lot of you may be familiar with the scripture passage.
很多人或许对这段经文是熟悉的。
To train up a child in the way that he should go.
这段经文就在箴言22章第六节。教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
And so we learn from this that the Bible instructs us to teach our children.
所以圣经的话清楚明白，教导我们要去教养我们的孩童。
It tells us to teach our children even when they do not ask for it.
他们可能不会对我们问问题，但是我们仍然要好好的根据圣经的话语教导他们。
And what we just read in Deuteronomy 22.
当我们刚才读生命记22章。
Was that God instructs us to teach our children when they ask for it as well.
在刚才读的经文，你会看到上帝要我们当孩童问你问题的时候，你要好好的教导他。
If we are called to teach when they don't ask for it.
如果我们说孩童没有教导，没有问问题，你就要教导他的话。
Then if they do ask, then we should be all the more prepared.
所以当他们真的来问你问题的时候，那你是不是更加好好的要把上帝的话语传给他们？
Okay, so let's study together.
所以我们一起来学习。
Okay, I believe, if we can bring back the passage.
Yes.
Thank you. So when we're reading through this, what I see is a picture.
今天我们读到这段经文，我看到一个画面。
God says that there are meanings to the testimonies and statutes and rules.
对律例典章这些东西是有意义的。
And so, what is the meaning?
那我们去学习遵守这些律例典章的意义在哪里？
I think throughout all of time that there is only one testimony of God's people.
我想在这个世界上，只有对上帝的见证，只有一种见证。
The story that we hear over and over again,
我们不停地听到这个见证，
is a story about our failure.
我们从历史上，我们就看到我们不停地在失败，
and about God's faithfulness.
而我们又看到神的信实拯救。
I have a lot of personal experience with this as well.
我个人就有很多失败跟蒙拯救的例子。
When I was a student still,
当我是学生的时候，
I attended a church retreat during the summer.
我在暑假的时候参加一个退休营。
During that retreat, there was a speaker.
在退休营有一位讲员。
And he asked us to get to know one person that week.
他叫我们在这个礼拜要认识一个新朋友。
And all of us were kind of sitting and considering what he had said.
然后我们就坐在那里想说要怎么办。
And one person stood up in the middle of the speaking.
所以有一个人就站起来。
And they came over to me where I was sitting.
他们就找到当时坐下来的我。
They placed their hand on my shoulder.
他们将他的手就放在我的肩膀上。
And they said, I choose you.
他说我选了你。
His name was Timothy.
他的名字叫提摩太。
He was a new member to our church.
他是我们教会的新朋友，新会友。
And he was not a Christian yet.
他其实还不是基督徒。
And at the time, I didn't think much of it.
在那个时候，我没有想到太多。
I thought that there would be a long amount of time to be able to do this.
我想说还有很多时间可以做这些事。
I wanted to spend time and enjoy with my friends.
我想要在那里花时间跟我的好朋友在一起。
To play sports and to play cards.
能够一起做运动，一起来玩牌。
There's a lot of things that Chinese children like to do.
中国的小孩，我们一起来喜欢做一些喜欢做的事。
And so I didn't end up spending much time with him at all that retreat.
所以其实他来找我，根本没有花太多时间跟他在一起。
After we returned home,
一个礼拜以后我们回家。
Only about 2 days later,
两天后，
we received the email.
我们收到一封电邮。
In that email, I learned that Timothy had passed away.
我才发现到他已经过世了。
He was a young adult still.
他是一个年轻的孩子。
I found out that he had a seizure and had fallen in his home.
他发生痉挛，他在家里跌倒。
He had been taking medication previously for mental illness.
他在心理上面，他要吃药。
But I distinctly remember he would complain to us.
我就想说他会对我们抱怨。
He would complain that the medication clouded his mind.
他告诉我们说吃这些药会让他的心智好像变得比较迷糊。
It didn't allow him to understand or think about God.
就没有办法使他明白并且了解上帝。
And so he had this sense of urgency.
所以他有这个急迫感。
He had a sense of urgency to get to know God.
他觉得说我要认识神，我要认识上帝，他有这个急迫感。
And to get to know us.
并且我想要认识，他想要认识我们。
And so, after receiving that communication,
所以收到这个消息，
I felt an overwhelming sense of guilt.
我充满着罪恶感。
I didn't know what to do.
我不知道怎么办。
And so I left my house.
我离开我的家。
And I went out, onto the side of the road.
到路旁。
And I knelt down on the ground.
我跪下来。
And I cried out to God.
我向上帝呼喊，哭求。
I cried out for forgiveness.
我求上帝原谅我。
To be able to understand why this happened.
了解为什么会发生这样的事。
I believe that Timothy came to know the Lord.
我相信提摩太他是认识神的。
And I believe that that was not by any of my own doing.
并不是因为我的关系。
I believe that it was in spite of my doing.
我相信神是眷顾他的。
And so, this is the story of God's faithfulness despite our failure.
即使是我的失败，但神仍然是信实的。
That story is as old as time.
这个事情在过去。
In the Old Testament,
在旧约
，God shows faithfulness to the Israelites.
在神就在以色列人显出了他的信实。
When he gives them instructions,
当他给他们律例典章的时候，
instructions about what laws and commandments to follow,
告诉他们要如何的遵守这一切的律法，
or what testimonies to give,
或者是怎么样的典章要向儿女来述说。
It is for two reasons.
其实是有两个目的。
Because it is our duty.
因为这是我们的责任。
And it is in our best interest.
同时，这也是为了要使我们得着益处。
Much of the time, we like to think on our own.
很多时候，我们都很自私，想到自我。
We like to learn independence for ourselves.
我们想要学习怎么样能够自我独立。
But following that path isn't a path that we like to go down.
但是那一种道路不是我们想要去的道路。
Oftentimes, our vision is very short term.
有的时候，我们眼光短浅。
We're unable to see the consequences of our independence.
我们看不到我们这样子自我能够有什么样的后果。
I just have one more story to share about that.
我还有几个故事要分享。
My mother works as a children's minister at Chinese Baptist Church.
我的母亲在休斯顿华人浸信会做儿童事工部的主任。
And I served there to lead worship for about 3 years before coming here.
在那里有三年的时间，我在那边带领敬拜。
Naturally, I also attended children's programs to help out.
所以当然我也常常在那里帮我的母亲。
One of them was a summer VBS.
有一个活动是暑期圣经学校。
During that, I was in charge of leading the worship for the children.
我就负责带这个小朋友来敬拜。
We would do singing and dancing together.
我们一起唱歌，我们一起跳。
And have many sessions a day.
一天有很多的活动。
Each with its own schedule.
每一个活动都有他自己的流程。
I remember on the last day,
最后一天，
we would have to give a final performance.
我们要做一个总结的活动。
A final performance to all of the parents.
对所有的家长来表达。
And this was very concerning to me.
我当时很担心。
I was very anxious about it.
我有点紧张。
I wanted to make sure all of the students would be prepared.
我希望每一个学生都准备好了。
And so throughout the week,
所以整个礼拜。
Many of the classes would come in late.
很多课程其实他们都晚到。
They would come in late from the activities that they were doing before.
因为前一个课程有单言。
And so by the time one class arrived,
所以当一个课程开始的时候
It would already be time for the next class.
其实很多时候已经下一个课就要开始了
I was very frustrated.
我很挫折
And I told the teachers.
所以我告诉老师们
In front of all of the students.
对着全部的学生面前
I told them, you need to make sure you show up on time.
你要确保每一个课程要按着时间来
I felt very upset.
当时我很挫折
And afterwards,
后来
a coworker approached me.
一个同工来告诉我
and she said, I don't think what you said is right.
她说我不觉得你说的是对的
And it was only then that I began to have self-reflection.
当这个提醒来到的时候我开始来反省
for the sake of the program,
为着这个圣经学校的缘故
I had lost sight of the purpose.
我没有看到为什么要办这个暑期圣经学校
By relying on my own preparation,
因为我只看到我自己的预备
and my own hard work,
还有我自己的努力
I had foiled the intent of what I was doing.
其实我破坏了原本我的初衷
Only by relying on the Lord,
只有靠着上帝
and seeking after humility,
and 凭着我们依靠上帝，并且因着我们自己的谦卑
was I able to find forgiveness.
所以我才看到神的饶恕
And so I had to apologize
所以我就向他道歉
To all of the teachers
对着所有的老师们道歉
About what I had said
对我的行为来过错来道歉
These are stories that may put me in a different light
这些故事就塑造改变了我的生命
Maybe before you heard these stories
或许你也有类似的故事。
You had a certain impression of me.
甚至你对我也有一些想法。
That I have not made very many mistakes in life.
其实我这个生命当中犯了很多的过错。
But if that was the story that I was sharing today,
但是这是我要分享的故事。
I would be giving a false testimony of God's people.
如果我都只分享成功的故事，那我不是在分享真实的见证。
The Israelites in the Old Testament.
在旧约的以色列人
struggled with many of the same issues that we do today.
也曾经有许多的挣扎
After leaving Egypt,
离开埃及以后
being brought out by God,
神带领他们出埃及
they had much to complain about.
他们一直在抱怨
they complained about they have nothing to eat.
他抱怨说没有饭吃
and so God gave them manna to eat.
所以上帝就从天降下了玛纳
then they complained that they had too much manna to eat.
然后他们又抱怨说天上降下来的玛纳太多了
And so God gave them quail to eat.
所以神给他们鹌鹑一种飞鸟的肉给他吃
They complained that they were thirsty.
他们又抱怨说口渴
And God gave them water to drink.
神给他们水喝
And finally after all of that,
所以最后
they complained that God was taking too long.
他说神你实在太慢了
And so if you are a parent,
如果你是家长
or you spend any time with children,
你常常跟孩子在一起的话
These questions will seem very familiar to you.
这些问题你好像也会经历过
These complaints will seem very familiar.
你可能会看到有点相似的抱怨
I'm hungry.
我很饿
But I don't want to eat that.
但是我现在不想吃那个
I'm thirsty.
我很渴
This is taking too long.
但是你这上来太慢
When are we going to get there?
我们什么时候会到目的地啊
It's very easy for us to become frustrated.
我们很容易我们就有这种挫败感
To lose patience for the same kind of questions that we hear.
当我们听到这样的问题的时候我们就失去了我们的耐心
But we have to follow God's example.
但是我们要跟随上帝的例子
We have to know that we are God's children.
我们要知道我们是属神的子民
And that in spite of the complaints that we make,
而是不是只看到抱怨
that God shows us patience.
因为在抱怨之中，神显出他的忍耐与恩慈。
He shows us mercy and grace.
他让我们看到他的恩慈与恩典。
And he will repeat himself many times.
他不停地来提醒，来告诫我们。
In order that we will learn our lesson.
所以终究我们要学会这个功课。
And so the lesson that he has for us.
所以我要跟大家分享。
Is the commandments that he gives.
是他所赐颁下来的律例与典章告诫我们的
God makes a covenant with Israel
上帝跟以色列人是有约的
In Exodus 19:4-8
在 出埃及记十九章四到八节。
Let's read it together.
我们一起来念出埃及记十九章四到八节。我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。摩西去召了民间的长老来，将耶和华所吩咐他的话都在他们面前陈明。百姓都同声回答说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。摩西就将百姓的话回复耶和华。
And so part of the reason that we see here,
我们坐在这里的原因,
that the Israelites said that they should obey God,
以色列人他们都回答说我们会遵行上帝的话,
is because they said that they would.
因为他们说了,口中说了,他们会遵行上帝的话。
They agreed to it.
他们同意了这件事。
And in return,
而相对的,
they would experience a unique relationship with God.
他们跟神的关系就建立了。
But God just isn't talking about some sort of material blessing.
当跟神立约以后，神所讲的不只是财务物质上面所丰富的约。
God doesn't make the promise that if we obey his commandments,
上帝没有答应说如果我们都听上帝的话,
he will make us rich,
你会变得很有钱。
He doesn't promise that he will give us a lot of houses.
他没有告诉你说你的房子会变大。
He doesn't promise that he will give us a Tesla.
他没有说你可以会有一台特斯拉。
So what does it mean to have this unique relationship with God?
所以跟上帝有这圣约的关系是什么意思呢?
And this leads into why we should obey God's commandments.
因为这跟我们为什么要遵行上帝的话有关系。
Because they are for our good.
因为它是为着我们的益处。
Following God's commandments and laws,
按照神的话语法度来行事,
allows us to live a life that is full,
使我们能够活出充实的生命,
allows us to live a life that is meaningful,
使我们活出有意义的生命。
But our short-sightedness causes us not to see that.
但我们目光短浅，我们看不出来。
When we really decide to live putting God first in our lives,
如果我们立志将耶和华上帝做我们人生的首位,
we experience not only purpose,
我们不只经历到意义,
but success,
同时我们会经历到成功得胜。
A couple of weeks ago,
几个礼拜前,
I had to ask this question to myself,
我也问了自己同样的问题,
and to our students,
也对我们的学生问这个问题,
asking that we all come to church here together,
我们一起都来到教会。
And we all declare that we are a Christian.
我们都说我们是基督徒。
And so what does it mean to be a Christian?
基督徒到底是什么意思?
For me, it meant to follow Christ.
对我来说就是做主耶稣的跟随者。
That God is the Lord of my life.
因为主耶稣基督是我生命的主。
The question I had to ask,
我要问的问题,
was if God is God over my life,
如果说主耶稣是我生命的主,
how much?
是我生命的多少的主。
Is he Lord over all of my life or just part of it?
是我全部生命的主还是一部分而已呢?
And the part that I choose that I am the Lord over my life.
其实我生命当中有一部分是我自己是我生命的主。
How is that going for me?
所以这样怎么办呢?
And so I had to honestly consider.
所以我要诚实的来思想。
And make the realization.
连了解到。
That the Lord has not been the Lord over all of my life.
其实我的生命当中，耶稣基督不是我生命全部的主。
That in many areas in life,
我生命中有许多的领域，
I choose to follow my own path.
很多方面我都是照我自己的方法在做事。
I choose to rely on my own abilities.
我特别靠我自己的能力。
I've been a worship leader for many years now.
我在教会里面常常做敬拜的服事，做领袖做很久了。
And over the course of those years,
在这几年间，
God has constantly reminded me, that it is not dependent on me.
上帝常常提醒我不要靠自己，不要靠自己的能力。
Oftentimes I feel that anything that can go wrong will go wrong.
很多时候我都觉得说，只要是有可能搞砸的，就一定会搞砸。
When I was leading worship for a retreat,
当我在退休会带敬拜的时候
，Right on the first note that I played on my guitar，
我弹第一个音的时候，吉他
，My string broke，
我的弦就断。
When I was leading worship for my church，
当我自己在教会里面带敬拜的时候
，And I arrived to practice that morning，
我早上的时候在练习
，All of a sudden I had no voice，
突然我的喉咙就哑了，没有声音。
I came to my friend and I asked what should we do，
然后就问说怎么办
？He said let's go to McDonald's。
所以他说我们去麦当劳。
I said, why should we go to McDonald's?
我说为什么我要去麦当劳呢
？That food is not good for your throat.
那个麦当劳食物对我喉咙并不好啊。
But I listen anyways.
但是我就是听他的。
And so we went together.
所以我们一起去。
To eat breakfast, and he prayed for me.
在早上吃早餐，他就为我祷告。
He prayed for me to remember.
他让我想到。
That God is God.
上帝是上帝。
And that I am me.
我只是个人而已。
When we returned from church,
当我们回到教会
up until leading to worship starting,
当敬拜开始的时候
about 5 minutes before my voice returned,
敬拜开始五分钟前，我的声音就回来了。
And so the lesson that I continue to learn over and over again,
所以我常常学到这样的功课
is that it doesn't matter how much I prepare,
不只说我是怎么样努力的预备
I can try my hardest.
我不停的努力
but God is the one that will make it happen.
但其实都是上帝的工作。
God is the one that brings meaning.
上帝将所做的工成为是有意义的一件事。
And when I leave him out of the picture,
如果我将他排除在这个画面之外
I'm just doing something that is empty.
其实我做的工作非常之空虚啊。
I'm missing something.
我错过了最重要的核心。
And so in this passage that we see, we have rules and laws.
所以在这段经文我们看到律例与典章。
But they aren't just to follow, because God said so.
我们去跟随，我们谨慎遵行律例典章，不是因为上帝就是这样说，所以我们就这样做。
There's a lot of rules in the world.
这个世界上有许多的律例典章。
Like sports rules.
例如说，游戏有，运动有运动的规则。
Or traffic rules.
交通有交通的规则。
But nobody asks questions about these rules.
但是没有人仔细去问说为什么有这些规则。
Nobody asks why should we follow them.
很少人去问说为什么我要遵守这些规则。
Why? Because it's obvious.
但是其实原因很简单，很明显。
If you don't follow a traffic rule,
如果你不照交通规则来
you may get into a car accident.
你就会出车祸。
You may get hurt.
你可能会受伤。
Or worse, die.
有可能损失生命。
If you don't follow the rules of a sport,
如果你不照运动规则来
you will get a penalty.
你就会被扣分
or you could get injured.
有可能也会受伤
or injure someone else.
或者是使别人受伤
And so all of the rules in the world that we follow,
所以在世上一切的规则
they make sense to us.
它是为着我们的好处
But why is it that when we come to the Bible,
但为什么就偏偏圣经上的规则
And we see all of these rules,
我们看到这些规则
we decide,
我们说
it's better for me to go my own way,
还是照我自己的方法好了
it's because we can't see the consequences,
因为我们其实眼光太短浅我们看不到我们的未来
we often blame the consequences on something else,
等到不好的结果发生的时候我们就用别的原因来解释
on poor circumstances that we can't control,
很多时候我们就自我解释说在这些环境上面我自己没办法控制。
But what God teaches us is this is all for our good.
但上帝说神的律例典章其实是为着我们能够得着益处。
And for our self-preservation.
而且使我们的性命得以存活得以保存。
Our natural habits are self-destructive.
我们其实自我的生命倾向就是自我毁灭。
And we need God desperately in our lives.
所以我们需要上帝的生命吹进我们的生命当中。
The Old Testament teaches us a lot of things about these laws.
在旧约当中有非常多的律例典章。
But I think the biggest lesson that we learn from it.
但最大的功课我们学习到。
Is that we can never be enough.
就是我们其实做不到。
The scripture says that.
经文说。
If we are to follow all of God's commandments.
如果我们可以全守，我们可以守全耶和华一切的律法
，then it will be counted righteousness to us.
我们就被耶和华视为是义人。
And so, if we were to follow all of these commandments,
如果我们每一条神所规定的吩咐我们都遵守的话
，we might live up to God's standard.
我们就可以活出上帝所给我们的标准与要求。
We might be able to earn our way into heaven.
或许我们就可以靠这样子就可以进到天堂与神见面。
But I think we are all well aware that that is impossible.
但是其实你我内心都知道，我们是行不出上帝的律法与典章的。
That no matter how many good things that we do,
就算你做了许多善事，做了许多好事，
it's not enough to be perfect.
你绝对是不够的，你不是完美的。
God has a perfect standard, and because we cannot live up to it, somebody else has to.
因为神是完美的，但我们人却是败坏的。
And so in the Old Testament,
所以在旧约。
They didn't have Jesus Christ yet.
他们还不认识耶稣基督，耶稣基督还没有来。
He wasn't born.
他还没有出生。
But we have it now.
但现在我们知道耶稣了。
God was hinting at Jesus coming.
在经文当中，神有暗示耶稣基督的到来，救主的到来。
Jesus was the one to live the perfect life for us.
只有耶稣，他守全了上帝一切的律法。
So that we wouldn't have to.
所以我们不用靠自己的力量去守
And because we can't.
也因为我们其实是行不出来的
So this is the story of our failure.
所以我们的故事是什么故事呢？是我们失败的故事
And of God's faithfulness to us.
以及上帝的信实拯救的故事
When your son or when your daughter
当你的儿子儿女
Ask you questions about the gospel
问你关于福音的问题。
Some of you may think that that is an impossible situation.
很多时候我们就觉得说那是不可能的情况。
But I think it is up to God to give them that curiosity.
但是我觉得神给了他们好奇心。
Our ability on our own, we cannot force our children to want to learn about God.
其实我们没有一个能力可以去逼迫我们的小孩子学习有关于上帝一切的知识。
So how are we supposed to teach them?
所以我们怎么教他呢?
If they're never going to ask us.
如果他都不问你问题。
And that's where living out a life comes into purpose.
所以活出诫命是正确的方法。
I think the greatest testimony that I can see
我想到最大的见证是
is people who live out a life of humility.
如果一个人他活出了谦卑
people who understand that they cannot do it on their own.
发现到他自己什么都做不了的时候
There is often a need or a desire to be perfect.
通常我们心里都会想要完美
Especially coming into church.
特别是来到教会的时候
We'll feel very embarrassed.
我们会觉得很丢脸
If there are parts of our life that are not going well.
当我们生命当中有些东西见不得人的时候我们觉得很丢脸
If there are things that we feel we cannot tell or show other people.
所以我们就不敢跟别人来分享
We feel a need to put on a face.
我们觉得说我们要保存一点脸面
Or pretend that everything is okay.
然后再伪装我们自己是 okay 的
But we all know that
但我们都知道
Many parts of our life are not okay.
我们生命当中很多部分不是太好的
And that is true for all of us.
其实我们每个人都是这样的
But rather than being so isolated
但是我们不需要这样子孤单与孤独
We should rely on one another in a community.
我们需要有一个团契，有一个社群。
And we should brag.
而我们能够夸口。
Not brag about how much we have.
不是夸口我们有什么了不起。
Or how well we're doing in our job.
我们的工作有什么成就。
Or how well our students are doing in school.
或者是我的孩子功课有多好。
But brag about God's faithfulness.
而是来夸耀、赞美上帝的信实。
And about our failure.
而说我们是失败的。
It seems very odd to want to brag about failure.
有时候觉得很奇怪，我们失败有什么好夸耀的？
But I've learned that that is one of the most meaningful things to me.
但是我发现其实是很有意义的。
The only time I've felt right in my heart.
因为我心中觉得对的时候，什么时候会觉得心中觉得平安过得去？
Is when I'm declaring my own hopelessness.
是当我自己承认我是不足的时候，我的心就有平安。
And God's pursuance of me.
因为神就在我的心中一直来抓住我。
I have one last story to share.
我最后要讲一个故事。
When I was moving here from Southern California,
当我从南加搬到德州的时候
，about 5 years ago,
五年前
，I had an argument with some of my friends.
我和朋友吵架。
They didn't understand why I wasn't communicating well.
他不了解说为什么我表达不够充分。
I was scared of being hurt by them.
我很害怕被他们伤，他们来伤害我。
And I felt like they had betrayed me.
我感觉到他们出卖了我。
By saying things behind my back.
在我的后面讲我一些闲话。
I felt very angry and upset inside.
我觉得很生气，很愤怒。
And one of my friends asked to pray for me.
有一个朋友他就来找我，要为我祷告。
And I said okay.
然后我说好。
Even though I didn't mean it.
其实我没有真的这个意思，说好。
I just thought I would listen and move on.
我就想想，听听他说说，我就走了。
And so I began to drive home from school.
所以我就从学校回到家。
And it was quite late at night.
那天晚上很晚。
Maybe about 11 p.m.
11点钟左右。
And I felt a pull on my heart.
但是我心中就有一个感受。
To pull over my car.
将车子停到旁边。
And I had never felt anything like that before.
从来没有经历这样的事。
But I was curious.
但是我很好奇。
And so I did.
所以我就照着做。
And about 5 minutes later,
五分钟后,
I saw something on the side of the road.
我看到在路旁有一个东西。
There was somebody pushing a car.
有人在推一台车。
And I was in the middle of nowhere.
其实我在那个地方是荒野，荒郊野外。
And I was a little bit afraid.
我有点害怕。
But I thought that this must be it.
但我想说，这大概就是目的吧。
And so I got out of my car.
所以我离开车。
And I asked them if they needed help.
我就问他们说，你们需要帮忙吗？
And so I helped push their car into the parking lot.
所以我就一起推车推到停车场。
They had run out of gas.
他们没油。
Sorry. They had run out of gas.
他们油用完了。
Yeah, they had run out of gas. And so I agreed to drive them to the gas station.
所以我就答应带他们去加油站。
But once we got there,
到了那里
I realized we didn't have any container to put the gas in.
发现没带罐子，装不了油。
So how can we bring it back to their car?
所以怎么把油带回车上呢？
And then as I was standing here pondering this,
所以我在那边想的时候
all of a sudden someone came out of the gas station.
突然有人从加油站来。
And they had two containers.
他手上拿着两个罐。
Two empty 1 gallon jugs.
一加仑的桶，油桶。
I had never seen this person in my life.
这个人我一辈子都没看到。
And they asked me, "Do you need this?"
他问我说，你需要这两桶罐子吗？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是。
So we filled up the gas containers.
所以把油装满。
And we brought them back to their car.
拿回到车上。
And filled up their car, and they went on their way.
把他们油加满，他们就开走了。
And I continued to drive home.
然后我开回家。
And even though before my heart was full of anger.
在之前，我心中充满着愤怒。
As I was driving home,
当我那时候开回家的时候
，I could not stop smiling.
我却不停的喜乐，不停的微笑。
All 25 minutes.
25分钟我就改变了。
The biggest smile I have ever had in my life.
突然极大的改变，在很短的时间。
And so even in the midst of my anger,
所以在我的愤怒之中
，Even though I didn't want to pray,
在我不想祷告之中。
I didn't even want someone else to pray for me.
我也不想别人来理我的时候。
But God still pursued me.
上帝仍然要我。
God still showed me love and grace.
上帝仍然向我显出他的恩慈与慈爱。
And mercy.
还有他的恩典，他的恩慈。
And so the story that I have.
所以我的故事。
The testimony that I have.
我的见证。
Is that it's not from my own effort.
不是我自己有什么努力了不起。
It's not from my own ability.
不是我的能力。
And it's not even from my own desire.
甚至不是我的渴望。
But all of this comes from God.
都是上帝给我的。
Without him,
没有他。
I wouldn't even be able to want to love him.
我甚至连爱他的能力都没有。
And this is the testimony that we have to share with not just our children.
这样的见证我们不只要跟我们的儿童传说。
But our brothers and sisters in Christ.
还有我们周围的亲朋好友。
And our brothers and sisters who don't know Christ.
还有我们不认识主的好朋友。
When the scripture instructs us,
当圣经经文这样说
，and tells us to share the meaning of the testimonies and rules,
叫我们去分享这些律例典章与意义
to the next generation,
为下一代来诉说的时候
，it's not talking about the next generation of humans.
它不只是讲下一代，我们人的下一代。
It's talking about the next generation of Christians.
而也为那些。义人的后代，为那些信主的后代，那一个下一代来说。
We're called to live out a powerful testimony.
我们被神所呼召，自己的生命要有见证。
A testimony of humility.
是自我谦卑的见证。
And so when they ask you, when the time comes, what does all of this mean?
当有一天你的儿女来问你说这些是什么意思呢？
You would tell them.
你会告诉他。
Maybe that Israel was slaves to Egypt.
就像以色列人是埃及的奴隶一样。
And God set them free.
上帝就使他们得到自由。
But we were slaves to sin.
其实我们是罪的奴隶。
And God set us free.
上帝使父母使我们得到自由。
Not that we will never sin again.
不是说我们再也不会犯罪。
But God has given us a way out.
但是上帝给了我们赎罪、赦罪的方式。
God has done mighty works and great wonders.
他做了奇妙的工作，救赎我们。
And He brought us out from there.
他将我们带领从那个罪的奴役当中带领出来。
That He could fulfill His promises to us.
他会完成在我们身上完成他的计划与应许。
Even when we are unfaithful.
就算我们不够信实。
And so, this is a lesson that I have learned throughout my entire life.
我的生命当中我学到这件事情。
That God has repeated many times.
而且上帝不断的重复。
Because I feel like every year I forget.
因为每年我好像都忘记。
Every day I forget.
每天我忘记。
And I have to build up these habits.
所以我要养成这样的习惯。
To constantly remind myself.
不停的来提醒我自己。
And so if you ever feel stuck.
所以你现在生命当中如果觉得卡住。
Like God is teaching you the same lesson over and over again.
当上帝不停不停地在教导你这个功课的时候，
This is my encouragement to you.
我向你有这样的鼓励，
That there is hope in this.
因为这件事情是有希望，有盼望的。
That God is continuing to pursue you.
因为神，他爱你，他拣选你。
It is an encouragement to me to be humbled.
他鼓励我要自我谦卑。
Because it reminds me that God still cares.
因为上帝关注你。关注我们，
Even when I have stopped caring.
就算我没有能力再去做关注任何人。
So we're going to close this time with some prayer, and I'll ask the worship team to come up.
所以我们一起来做一个祷告，敬拜团队请到台前。
But let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告好吗？
Lord our God,
天父上帝，
Thank you for your faithfulness.
谢谢你对我们的信实。
Thank you for your patience with us.
谢谢你对我们的恩慈与忍耐。
Even though we complain,
即使我们抱怨，
Even though we forget,
即使我们忘记，
You still chase after us.
你仍然不放弃我们。
You still provide explanation.
你仍然不停地向我们解释。
About why we must live.
为什么我们要活出。
With one way.
那唯一的道路。
One truth.
真理。
And one life.
与生命。
Through your Son, Jesus Christ.
因着你耶稣基督的关系，
we ask that your kingdom come on earth.
我们愿你的国度来到地上，
as it is in heaven.
如同来到天上，
and we look forward to the promises that you've made to us.
我们满心期待你对我们身上所下的应许，
that one day,
有一天，
every knee will bow,
万膝要跪拜，
and every tongue will confess,
万口要承认，
that you are Lord.
你是我们的主。
So help us.
帮助我们，
Help us to be able to live out a testimony of humility.
帮助我们活出这谦卑的见证，
About how you have been faithful to your people.
帮助我们活出这你对我们信实的见证，
Not just before,
不是过去，
But today,
而是今天开始，
In the midst of our failure and forgetfulness.
在我们的不停的失败与恩典之中，
Help us to be able to see you working in our lives.
帮助我们打开眼睛，看到你在我们生命当中的作为。
And to be faithful in teaching the next generation.
使我们有信实的心来教导我们的下一代。
That you are Lord.
你是我们的主。
Help us to be able to share this testimony with our lives and not just with our words.
帮助我们，当我们分享的时候，是生命的见证，不是口头的见证。
We ask all this in your precious name.
我们这样祈求，向您祷告，是以耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起站立来唱这首回应诗歌。
主，我再次到你跟前，就连我想你的爱，世上一切都属虚幻。 唯有你永远真实，破碎的梦，荣耀冠冕，全摆在你宝座前，用我泪水来洗你的脚，为你泪洗我心灵。主，我要敬拜称谢你，你是道路真理生命。每当我回转回向你，你再次将我更新。人算什么，你竟眷顾，你添加众生尘世，流血深深会将我赎回，永远归你下。主，我要敬拜称谢你，你是道路